This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishavur Daf HaShavua. We're at the very end, Simen Tzadi, the end of Sif Zayin, which is Mishavur Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. In Sif Zayin, the Mechaber quoted the Pshat of Rashi and the Ri in the Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Daled, where the Gemara says that you should not daven achoyre beis haknesses. So Rashi learned achoyre beis haknesses is when you're literally in the back of the shul with your back to the people. And the relearned achoyre beis haknesses is when you're in the east of the shul, in front of the shul, with your back to the people. Now, the Mechaber said you should be machmer like both shittos, but if you're davening in a house that's next to the Beis HaKnesses and you're facing Eretz Yisrael and your back is to the wall of your house, which is the wall of the shul, it's not a problem because it's not nikkur that your back is to the people. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Chavav the Beis HaKnesses, Din ba'azorais havnuis b'kaisel mizrachi. Let's say there's side rooms on the eastern wall of the shul, Shari Lis Balasham, the Chederhu, it's a separate room, Vein Nirek HaChorel Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't look like your back is to the shul. V'chein kasav ha-shiurei knesses ha-gdoila. Likewise, writes the shiur knesses ha-gdoila, she-ra'a kihilois rabbis, that he saw many communities, she-ezroisehem l'tzad mizrach, that the azara is to the east, meaning it's a side room, maybe women daven there, maybe there's another minion there, u'mespalim u'pneim klapi mizrach, v'achareim klapi koisel mizrachi, she-beis ha-knesses. It's better not to build the room there. Better to build it on a different side. There are those who challenge this. But if, let's say, your shul was built and there's some kind of side room, and for whatever reason there's a minyan there, or the women's section is there, that's okay. Sivches. Asur la'avar chutz lebeis haknesses b'tzad sha'pesach pasuach bay. Now we learned that usually the door of the shul is in the west. And you want to walk by the entrance of the shul while the people are davening. You know how to do that. Because why aren't you going inside? You know how to walk by the shul and say, hey, hi everyone. You stay in there for your bahab tzlichos, and I'll be on my way. I caught a minyan where they do Baruch Shamra Ashra Yishtabach and Shemoneh Esrei. Or I'm not coming. So you're now to pass by a shul on the entrance that the door is open to when the tzibur is davening. You look like a koifer. Maybe you're not a koifer. It could be you're a mammon, but you look like a koifer. If you're carrying a package, or you're wearing tefillin, if there's another shul in the city, or if this shul has another door, basically, if there's any factor that you're with the program, or you might be davening elsewhere, or you might be entering a different entrance, then it would be okay. B'tzad sha pesach, I am b'bir hagra. Look in the bir hagra. The Bir Agra says that even the opinion in Siv Zayin, who says, let's say the Ri, remember we learned there are two deis in Siv Zayin. Rashi says that your back can't be to the west when you're in the west. The Ri says the east. Even the Ri would agree here that the Isser is passing by the Pesach in the west. Okay, Shatzibur Mispalim. When the tzibur is davening, I'm prim gadam sheish lachem rafilu be'ez kriyashma psukah the zimra. It's not only during Shemoneh Esrei. You look like a koifer. So my example of bahab is not necessarily accurate according to the mechaber. The mechaber is mispalala. Mispalala means Shemoneh Esrei. Prim gadam says you should be machmer during kriyashma psukah the zimra. What about Kriyas HaTorah. What about other things? Not sure. Aisha Lavush, or if you're wearing tefillin, Shdenira Sha'ol Machusa Levayavel L'Chashdai. They'll see that you have the Omachus Shemaim on you, they're not going to come to suspect you. Aisha Yish Beis HaKnesses. If there's another show, Nirli Du'a Dinim Regilim Beis HaKnesses El Lassus Kam Minyan Gamkin Shadoi Vayavel L'Chashdai. If this shul has many minyanim, it's also okay. You ready? Here's the today's homework. We have a nice oilam today. Let's say we definitely span the fruited plain of the United States of America. We even get to Eretz Yisrael. Here's the question: does anybody remember by Hilchos Chanukah in Simin Tafresh Ayin Aleph? What's halacha if there are two doorways? There are two doors. You have to light in both of them because of chashad. So then why by Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, if there's another door, are you allowed to pass by one door? Because maybe you're going in the other door, so then why do I have to light in both doorways by Hilchos Chanukah? Why by Hilchos Chanukah do we say, oh, you better light in both because people might see this open doorway and they're not going to know that you lit in the other doorway. But what do you mean? They know you have another doorway. The same way by a shul, if there's another door, you don't have to enter the first door. So why by Chanukah do we say chshad by two doorways? That's today's homework.
Persume Nisa. No, maybe their issue based on the house has to have, so it's a shot on the house itself, not on the person so much.
You would have thought that chshad is a bigger problem on the person. If the mitzvah is on the house, so who cares if people suspect the house? The house is not a... Okay, think about it. Vayter. Okay. Oy sharoichav, you're riding on an animal. Shenikar shemnei shutar b'shmir sabheima ino nechnas. It doesn't look like you're a koifer. You're busy with your animal. Okay, siftes. You ready for this? This is a whopper. Yishtadel adam lehispalel b'beis hakneses im hatzibor. A person should try to daven in a shul with a tzibor. Frektor of Moshe and Achuva, what do you mean you should try? Don't you have to? Why doesn't he say tzarech or chayav? Says Rav Moshe, bottom line, it is a chayav. It's a chayav. Don't allow this verbiage to mitigate your value of davening in a shul. And with the tzibur, it's a chiyuv. Now, it could be, just I'm thinking, that the yishtadel is not going on the imhat tzibur. Avada, there's a chiyuv to daven with the minyan. The question is there a chiyuv? Let's say I have a minyan in my house. Do I have to leave my house and go to the shul? Legabe going to the shul, it's yishtadel. By the way, does that mean you shouldn't daven in house minyanim? Yes, correct. You know, I wasn't going to speak about it, but once we're on the topic, do not go to house minyanim. No. Does that mean even Friday night? Correct. Does that mean even Mariv? Of course it means that. And by the way, it's even besides this halacha. There's no way you daven as good in the guy's living room. You know, first of all, you don't even have a sitter. Even if you have a sitter, it's the other nusach. Even if it's the right nusach, it's missing every other page. You can't daven, and then when the guy takes three steps back, he's standing on top of your feet. You can't daven. You need to daven in a shul. What if you're an oynes? Avada! If you're ill, or you have extenuating circumstances, you could daven in a house. What if your wife is going to be upset that it takes longer? I don't understand. All of a sudden now, you become this shalom bayis. When it comes to davening, all of a sudden people care about shalom bayis. Everything else in their life, let's say when it comes to work, they come home anytime they want. They never allowed shalom bayis to have any effect on any other decision they made other than davening shorter. Okay, I'm done with this topic for today, but, you know, not for good. Anyway, That's the halacha. The halacha is you need to daven with a minyan and in a shul. L'sfal beis haknesses. V'afilum yesh lei asar bebeisai. Ah, even if you have 10 years, yishtadel bebeis haknesses. V'ayim b'sif yurches b'mishbrua siv katan nun hei. Now, the Dirshu brings, okay, even though it says yishtadel, it's mash, it's not a chiyuv, Rav Moshe says it's a chiyuv be'ikar mitzvah tefila. Why? What's the lumdus? Why is it a chiyuv down with a minyan? The main factor of davening is to do your best job to have your tefilos niskabel. And when you daven b'yichidus, lots of luck. Now, there are others who learn this mechaber differently. The Emek Bracha says davening with a tzibur is not a chiyav. But since tfilas hayachid is nishmas b'chol zman rak b'tzibur, I don't understand how he learns this. By the way, Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva on this word yishtadel where he learns differently than Rav Moshe. And the Minchas Yitzchak, he says, the reason why the mechaber says yishtadel is the way I read it. Namely, the yishtadel is going on the Beis HaKnesses. But to daven with a minyan, that's a chiyav. That's how I understood it. Okay. Imat tzibur. Why should you try to daven in a shul with the tzibur? Hashem is not disgusted with the tefillah of the tzibur. Vafilu hayu behem choytim. Even if they're sinners. Even if, let's say, the guy next to you has his phone on vibrate, still, lo yimanim asfal imam, you should not refrain from davening with them. What? Now, if he's talking on his phone, he's not part of the minyan. He's not mitzarev to the minyan. That's a well-known taz. Taz says if someone is talking by the davening, you don't even have a minyan. He's not mitzarev. Im yesh lo shtei batei knesiyos. If there are two shuls, v'echad yesh bay barav am, and one of them has a bigger crowd, mitzvah l'stal b'yoser. It's a bigger mitzvah to daven there. Kasu ha'achroinim. But the achroinim write, im yesh v'beis haknesses shal rav am roiv bilbal. If the one with the bigger crowd also has a bigger commotion, vein adam shamea lo tefila lo kresa, you can't hear, not davening and not laning, mutav l'stal b'beis say ba'asar, is better to daven with a small minion. What if it's a choice between davening with 10 people or davening in a shul without a minyan? Ubeis haknesses biyachid ubebeisai ba'asara tefillah b'tzibur adif. If it's a choice between the shul biyachidus or in your house with 10, tefillah b'tzibur is adif. Va'afilu yachal l'shma kadosh baruch hu. Even if in the shul you'll get kadosh and baruch hu, but you won't get tefillah b'tzibur, afilu hachi tefillah b'tzibur adif. Ah! We're going to read this again tomorrow, but I think this is my favorite Mishnah Berurah. What is Tefillah B'Tzibur? Does Tefillah B'Tzibur mean you walk into the shul when they're davening and there are 10 people there? And what are you doing? I'm saying Matoivu, I'm saying Pitamak Toiras from a klaf that the Sofer dunked in a mikvah of the Arizal 100 times. Pal, davening with a minyan means starting Shemana Esrei with the Tzibur. If you came to shul and you said Matoivu, and you said Yigdal, and you said the whole Pesukah of the Zimra, and when the Tzibur was saying Shemoneh Esrei, you were up to Yoytzer or Bari Choshech, you might be a good Jew, but you don't daven with a minyan. You might be a good Jew, I don't know, can't say. But you definitely didn't daven with a minyan. V'ikr tefila b'tzibur hu tefila Shemoneh Esrei. The main tefila b'tzibur is tefila Shemoneh Esrei, dahainu sheyispalu asara anoshim shehim Gedoilim b'yachad. That is, you have 10 men who are of age and they're davening together. V'loy k'moy shechoshvim hamoin. Not like the multitude thinks. She'ikr l'sval ba'asara hurak l'shmaya kaddish. That davening with the minyan means listening to kaddish u'kedusha u'barchu v'lachin ein makbidim rak shiu asar beis haknesses. They're just makbid, there should be 10 in the room. V'zeh ta'os. This is a error. Elsewhere the Mishnah Berurah says it means to start Shemana Esrei, namely Simin Samach Vav Sivkat Lamed Hey. How do you remember that? Sulam. Samach Vav Lamed Hey. I is with a Hey, you remember that it's a hey and not a mem. But Sula. There the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzrichim Hatzibur Vashas Lahaschel Shman Esrei B'Shava. What if you started 1 second early and you said Hashem Sefasai? Okay, that will let it slide. That's still davening with the minion. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Have a good one, everyone. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.